Amid a swirl of headlines, with less than a week to go until Election Day, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are getting in their last-minute visits in the swing state of Ohio. As for the Senate race there, the state has been leaning red for quite some time. Republican incumbent Rob Portman maintains a sizable lead as he runs for a second term. His opponent, Democrat Ted Strickland, is looking to get back into a position of power. In 2010, you'll recall, he lost his reelection bid for governor to John Kasich by just 2 points. Karen Kassler is the State House Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio and Television. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi there.
So 60 Minutes a week ago or so had this just brokenhearted Ohio woman from, I think, the Columbus area, who was talking about how she wasn't going to vote for Trump on the national ticket, but was going to support Rob Portman, to maintain a Republican presence in the Senate. Is that how the votes are splitting? And is Portman looking safe at this point?
I think it's pretty safe to say Portman is looking safe. For a while, it looked like Ted Strickland, the former governor of Ohio, who, as you mentioned, had lost to John Kasich in 2010 by a very slim margin. He had come into the race with a lot of popularity, a lot of name recognition. He had been leading the polls for quite a while. That changed a couple months ago, and now Rob Portman has been maintaining a double-digit lead for the last couple of months. And some people have said that Portman is running just one of the best-run Senate campaigns in the country. This was a race that in Battleground, Ohio, was supposed to be one of the most expensive races in the country, one of the hottest races to watch because Ted Strickland and his popularity, Rob Portman and the Senate in the balance here. But it looks like at this moment in time, the polls are showing that Portman's walking away with it.
Do the polls also show that people are apparently going to split tickets, that that Trump is having trouble where Portman is not, or is it just too close to call?
It's too close to call because Clinton has been leading in Ohio for a while, but by a very slim margin. And several polls right now have Trump up a little bit. But, you know, we're watching some of those polls in terms of how heavily they're weighting Republicans and Democrats. But I think the ticket splitting phenomenon is very interesting here because what we have in Ohio now going into this race is more registered and affiliated Republicans in Ohio than we had in a long time, because a lot of people in the primary voted for John Kasich. They pulled a Republican ballot to vote for John Kasich. And so there are a lot of registered Republicans, so to speak, who are now out there. And whether they will vote Republican this fall is a real question. But certainly there are a lot more Republicans than there are Democrats, at least on paper in Ohio.
Is this an outside money phenomenon here in Ohio?
Oh, absolutely. There's been a lot of money in this race. It was, like I said, thought to be one of the most expensive races. It was going to be the big marquee race to watch. That's changed a bit, but not before there was tens of millions of dollars that were poured into this campaign, not only by the candidates themselves. And Rob Portman has definitely outspent Ted Strickland. He came into this race with a lot more money. He's raised a lot more money, and he certainly spent a lot more money. But then there's also outside forces that have gotten involved, people who have been running ads for Rob Portman and against Ted Strickland. We're talking $40 million at least.
Is the national race, the sort of tone of the national race, the Democrats saying Trump is a disaster, you can't vote for Trump, and trying to downplay Hillary's negatives, is that creating a sort of a divisive quality in the national election? I mean, normally you'd have the Democrats going for their traditional constituencies, the labor unions, the Cleveland area, that sort of thing, and the downstaters working Republican. How is that playing?
Well, Trump is doing well in some of those exact areas, interestingly enough, because you have some areas that have been depressed for a long time around the Youngstown area, normally a very blue area, but also high unemployment. Trump has done very well there and continues to go back there to try to get votes. You have both Portman and Strickland looking at Toledo, where the issue of trade is so big, and Toledo with the former auto manufacturing plants and the auto manufacturing that still goes on in that area. So these are areas that normally would be blue, that would be Democratic, but are starting to peel off and to look at both Donald Trump and Rob Portman.
And is Hillary planning a lot more visits to Ohio? Is this something that the Democrats believe they have to win, or is money starting to dry up from the Democrats as they see Strickland's hopes fading?
Well, President Obama was here yesterday working the millennial vote here at one of the private colleges in the Columbus area. And also Donald Trump Jr. was here yesterday at Ohio State University. So, again, working that millennial vote. But we haven't heard anything about later in the week between Trump and Clinton in terms of their schedule, but I wouldn't be surprised at all to see them back. But, you know, for a while, it seemed like Central Ohio, where I am in Columbus, was going to be the battleground because it's a blue county surrounded by red counties and some very red counties. But now it looks like the battle has gone out to Cleveland and Cincinnati. Cleveland very blue in northeast Ohio. Cincinnati very red around the city of Cincinnati. Those two areas, Clinton was in both those areas, and Trump, we expect to come back into Ohio in the next couple of days. So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see them back. I don't think either one of them has given up on Ohio. Ohio is still considered by most to be a toss-up state.
Since you mentioned the Cincinnati Reds, any sort of thought on Game 7 of the World Series up in Cleveland?
I wanted to come on this show and talk about my World Series champ Cleveland Indians, but I didn't get the chance. We have Game 7 tonight, and I'll tell you, Ohio is so excited. You see these shirts, Ohio against the world. We are so excited about this game, and we're going to do it. We're ready to make it happen.
Are there posters in the stadium up there politically that reflect the... What's going on?
You know, I think this is one of those where everybody in Ohio is trying to be on the Indians team just because there's this groundswell for the Cubs outside of Ohio. And so we're really trying to be all together on this. So this is a one moment where we've distracted ourselves from the presidential race and all this politics and tried to come together for one night and cheer on the Indians.
In crazy divided Ohio, the Indians
exactly.
have brought the nation together.
The Cavs did it in June, and now the Indians are doing it. It's very exciting.
Karen Kassler, good luck to you. State House Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio and Television. Thanks so much.
Great talking to you, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.